Okay. Seems things are going that way. Let's make sure that this is going live. You'll have to forgive me, folks. I'm trying to make sure that this is going live everywhere. So far I'm not seeing hold on. Maybe if I do it this way. I can do this, maybe. Okay. Hold just 1 second, folks. I'm trying to make sure that this is okay, so here we go. Trying to make sure we're in. All right, so audio check was good. Okay. Okay. Sorry about that, folks, for that almost 4 minute delay, but had to make sure that we were, that audio was coming in to our social media platforms. All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the to It's the Economy, Stupid podcast. I'm your chief economist. This is brought to you by Metropolis Entrepreneurship Minute, a sector of Lincoln Ledger LLC. Thank you very much for being here, watching, listening. We'll have the audio available for you after tomorrow. And for those watching later on, it will be available. This is a podcast. It's available for free. We do ask for sponsors. We do ask for advertisements and that sort. Anyway, thank you very much. The topic, and the very last topic for the year, I should say, since starting Sunday, the business will be closed for Christmas and New Year's, is social issues. And here's the question. What are they when it comes to a business? What are they? I'll tell you what they are. They are environment. They are government. They are religious. They are not ethical. Yeah, like there's anything ethical in business. Folks, the law of economics is the most amoral branch, the most amoral branch of the tree of politics. I've said that many times. You've got the law of government, which is the most immoral, and the law of religion, which is the most moral. Most people would agree with me on that one. But another issue would be ethnicity. And we're seeing that today. But here's my question. And this should be the question for any person in economics, is this. Should businesses get involved? That's a great, great question. And to be honest, nobody's asking it. See, this is the reason why this podcast was created. Because no one is asking the very difficult questions. No one's asking them. It's horrifying that no one is asking these questions. Folks, you've got to start asking them in order for them to be answered. There's a great show on BritBox, so from the United Kingdom, and it was out in the 1980s, because Margaret Thatcher was Prime Minister then, Prime Minister of the UK then. She was a diehard fan, to be honest. She did a skit too. It's all, you can find it on YouTube. But there's a great teaching moment within the entire series, and that is about the civil service. Not just over in the UK, but also what makes a person wonder here in the United States. But over in the United Kingdom, the question for the civil service is the need to know. And the civil service over in the United Kingdom tends to keep things from ministers because of the need to know. Or the right to know. You see? So, over in the United Kingdom, ministers don't usually ask the hard-hitting questions to the civil service. Therefore, the civil service is not obliged to reveal certain information, certain facts. Well, at least certain information, to be honest. So here is what what this podcast is about, is asking the hard-hitting questions so that they can be answered. That way we're not running around our tails going, the need to know and the right to know. So the question is, should businesses be involved in these social issues? In my opinion, no. But that's the problem with the law of economics. It's full of opinions. Everybody's got one. There's not really a rule to it. There's not really a firm regulation on whether or not businesses should be involved. But my response, but my opinion, no. I don't think so. And here's why. I don't just say that because, oh, it's my opinion. No, I'm going to tell you why. Because when businesses become involved in social issues, they stop becoming businesses, and they start becoming more like lobbyists, more like lobby organizations, and that's not economics. So, should businesses be involved in social issues from that logical viewpoint? No. I really don't. But again, in the law of economics, there's not a firm regulation to that. There's firm regulations to the basics to the law of economics, such as there needs to be entrepreneurs, there needs to be laborers, and there needs to be consumers. That's it. Should entrepreneurs organize? Okay, sure. And for those of you who haven't watched the Chamber of Commerce video, there you go. Because it's not a firm regulation in the law of economics, but it's a firm regulation in the law of government. See, this is where the law of government seeps into the law of economics, and you must remember that within the law of politics, which is created from the law of government, the law of economics, and the law of religion, they sometimes like to go like this with each other. They like to crisscross with each other sometimes. Doing it too much, that creates problems. Doing it every once in a while, that's okay. But once in a while is only permissible. Too many equals problems. So, this is where the law of government can swoop in and say, well, why can't they peacefully organize? And some people will go, well, wait a minute, what about laborers with labor unions? Again, this is where the law of government says, hey, they can do that. As long as it's peaceful, they can do it. Just because you don't like it, don't really matter. Doesn't matter, don't care. Consumers, are they able to organize? Yes, but it's got to be peacefully. It's all about peaceful assembly. That's the First Amendment. This is where the law of governments intermingles with the law of economics. I don't like it. I don't like it at this point, in this moment, but it's permissible per the law of politics. So, I can't really say anything. Anyway, but again, should businesses get involved in social issues? Again, I say no. Because at that point, you stop being a business and you start becoming a lobbyist organization. And that's not what the business was organized as. Via IRS, via operation agreement, whatever. it was never organized as a lobbyist organization from the beginning. So the question is, should businesses get involved in social issues? No. They should not get involved in social issues. Because, again, businesses become lobbyists. And that's not economics anymore. That becomes government. And that's when it's not permissible by the law of politics. Yeah. That's what I say about that. Sorry, folks, I'm trying to remember what my third question was on this. Oh, by the way, for those who are pondering, we are streaming live to all our social media platforms with this podcast. That means Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Twitch, yes, Instagram, CloudHub, it's all there. Yep. And if you want to become, if you want to get onto this podcast, go to the engagement department for Lincoln Ledger LLC. It's $15 for 30 minutes, $35 for 60, and just talking about the economy. And it's streamed live to all our social media platforms, so have fun. If you want to become, except for the last 2 weeks of December, again, starting December 19th, we will not we will be closed. We will be closed. So, oh, that was the third question. Are businesses overreaching? Are businesses overreaching? That's a great question. On social issues, are they overreaching? See, that's a toughie. See, the very first two questions were easy. The very first two questions were easy, because what are they? And again, environment, ethnicity, not ethics, because again, there's no ethics in business. That's a bad joke, I know, but hey, what do I know? someone didn't like that joke. Well, they can't all be gems. Right now, that person's going, he's poking fun at businesses. Why not? It's comedy. Anyway, but are businesses overreaching? That cannot be answered with a one shoe size fits all. The other two could. The other two could. With this third one, it would need to be a case-by-case basis. That's what it would need to be. A case-by-case basis. Because there are many, and I applaud them. I applaud them for wanting to hire veterans. Okay? I mean, no one's going to call foul on you on that. No one's going to call foul. That's another social issue. Veterans. That's another social issue. But no one's going to call foul on you if you hire a veteran. No one in their right mind would even dare. There are businesses that that they're very keen on these days of hiring minorities. So, which again, there's nothing wrong with that. And again, if you want to know, there's another video, and it's on with this podcast called Segregation and Discrimination. And if you want to know about all that and the differences between, because there's two different definitions. Again, the law of government has their definitions. The law of economics has theirs. And we think they're the same, but they're not. And I don't want to get into it because that's not the topic for this video of this podcast. If you want to listen to that, you can go back. It's available on our social media. In fact, if you just want to listen to the audio version, you can go to LincolnLedgerLLC.site, hit on our sectors, hit Metropolis Entrepreneurship Minute, and it'll take you all to the website where it's under products, and it'll drop down to It's the Economy, Stupid podcast. You can go there and you can listen to the audio. It's there. It's available for free. And again, if you want to sponsor, you want to advertise, you can go to our propaganda department, that's what it's called, at Lincoln Letcher LLC, and you can purchase sponsorship, advertisement. And it's based on whether you're an individual or a nonprofit or a business. If you're an individual, you get to go via our Patreon page. Yeah, that was cringy. But I guess you'd have to go by a case by case basis. Like take this company, Lincoln Ledger LLC. We're hiring, but we're hiring only interns because that's what we can afford right now. But here's another thing, is that with the requirement to be hired here is you must reside in the state of Illinois. And people will say, well, wait a minute, what about the other 49 states? And the answer from our president and CEO will be, we're an Illinois company. We don't care what goes on in the other 49 states. Our focus is the state of Illinois and the domesticity here. We're not concerned with the other 49 states. You do business here in the state of Illinois, we're concerned. You don't do business here, I'm sorry, who are you? There you go. So, but again, it's a case-by-case issue. And Illinois is a hotbed for social issues. Hotbed for it. Oh my gosh. It's, yeah. I'm not going to get into it. It's just, folks, I live in Illinois. This is an Illinois company, and even I'm the one going, L'chaim. Oh, my. But again, our business is overreaching. It's a case by case. There's nothing that can, that's, in the law of economics, there's not a one shoe size fits all policy. But with those two questions, it's a one shoe size fits answer. Because they can be easily answered. This one cannot be easily answered. So, anyway, that is... Oh, wow. This has gone on for almost 30 minutes. Okay. We got to wrap it up. We don't want to do... I don't want to do a full hour on a video for this podcast because this company values the time of the individual, and trust me, I think a video that's an hour long, you're probably just having it on for noise and not actually watching it, so, and don't deny it because I've done it myself. So, before anyone calls foul on me, I will admit to it. So, but, as again, we, starting December 19th, all the way to January 1st, we are closed. We are closed because of Christmas and New Year's. And yeah, yes, I know. I can't believe it. He's saying Merry Christmas. There's another social issue for you. People get offended by saying Merry Christmas. I'm offended by you breathing, but you don't hear me complaining. And I've said that before. I give me a Bible. Hold on. One sec, folks. Bible. I have said, because someone has said, well, it's offensive to say Merry Christmas. And my response has been, I'm offended by you breathing, but you don't hear me complaining. There you go. And I've even said, hold on. One sec. I gotta get the Bible again. Bible. Again, somebody has also said, well, you can't say Merry Christmas. It offends people. And I've responded in saying, by saying this. Well, there are many things that offend me, but you don't hear me complaining. And if they're offended, well, you do know it's a free country. They can move. There you go. So, yes, starting December 9th, oh my gosh, I can already hear the comments. Let me guess. You're typing this while still living in your parents' basement. Yeah. I bet they're also paying for your college as well. There's another social issue, too. And again, is it overreaching? I don't know. I just know this, my parents never paid for my college. I paid for it myself. with loans and grants, and I'm still paying for it. Did it do anything for me? Hell no. It has not done anything for me. Not one bit. All it has done is get me into debt. That's the only good it's done. So, but for businesses overreaching, I don't know. I can't say for certain. Again, it's a case-by-case basis. Anyway, again, for anyone wanting to purchase sponsorships for this podcast or advertisements for this podcast, or if you want to be on this podcast, again, for sponsors and advertisements, go to the propaganda department. It's at LincolnLedgerLLC.site. Engagement for appointment, it's $15 to be on this podcast for 30 minutes. It's $35 to be on here for 60 minutes. And it's this streamed live to all our social media platforms that we can go live on. So, yeah, you want to be on here and talk about the economy? We can do that. Well, guess what? That's what this podcast is about. It's the economy, stupid. That's the name of the podcast. It's the economy, stupid. You have no idea how many times I've said that and people just look at me like I'm stupid. Anyway, but yeah. But that's it, folks. Thank you. Oh my gosh, we've gone over the 30-minute mark. I gotta shut up. Anyway, thank you very much for listening, watching. Thank you very much. Please subscribe to the YouTube channel. Please go to Facebook and like us there. We're on Twitter. If you want to know our social media platforms, go to our public relations department, and you'll see a plethora of all our social media platforms that we're on. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Please have a very safe Christmas. I cannot stress it enough, a very safe New Year's. Okay, I know you're going to be drinking, and if you're saying you're not, bullshit, because I know I will. Okay? I will wholeheartedly admit that I will be drinking on New Year's. Christmas, I will probably be drinking as well. So, please. There's another social issue is alcohol and drug policy. There's another social issue. Our business is overreaching. Case-by-case basis. Again, this is the reason why this podcast was on, and if you want to discuss this, please make an appointment for after January 1st, and we'll get you onto this podcast. We'll make it happen, okay? So please bear with us. We're going to be on Christmas and New Year's break. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Thank you very much for listening to It's the Economy Stupid podcast, brought to you by Metropolis Entrepreneurship Minute, a sector of Lincoln Ledger LLC. I'm your chief economist for this podcast. Thank you very much for listening, watching, and if you want to listen to the audio version, it will be available tomorrow for you to listen. This is all available for free. Thank you very much. We'll see you after January 1st. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. From St. Clair County, good night, Illinois.